A senior nuclear watchdog official in Japan has said there's a state of emergency in Fukushima at the damaged nuclear power plant because of leaks of radioactive groundwater. It's the latest setback for the troubled complex. Mark Willacy is our North Asia correspondent. Mark Willacy, who is this official and what exactly has he said?
Tony, his name is Shinji Kinjo, and he's a senior task force official with Japan's Nuclear Regulation Authority, the peak watchdog here now. And he's told Reuters, and I quote, "Right now we have an emergency," unquote. And what he's referring to is the ongoing leaks of radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific. Now, Mr. Kinjo also says that TEPCO's sense of crisis is weak, meaning dealing with these problems at Fukushima can't be left to the company alone.
Now, this leaking of water into the Pacific, I know you've done stories on this yourself, Mark. What's going on at the site of the plant, and is any action being taken?
Well, its latest drama involves the breach of radioactive water over a shoreline barrier. Now, this groundwater apparently has risen above this barrier and is believed to be spilling into the Pacific. But we don't know, and neither does TEPCO, how much groundwater is spilling into the ocean port next to the plant. We don't know, and neither does TEPCO apparently, just how contaminated or irradiated this water is. And I say TEPCO doesn't know, although maybe the company does, because it said earlier that contaminated water wasn't spilling into the ocean, and then it was revealed that TEPCO had known for weeks that it was. And that's part of the problem here, Tony. It's not just TEPCO's ineptitude or incompetence that worries many Japanese, but it's also the fact that it's been caught covering up or failing to tell the public the truth, what's really going on at the site.
Mark, has the public had a chance to react to this latest information, and is the government going to take over from the operator TEPCO at this troubled Fukushima site?
Well, the public recently in a poll, 94% of those surveyed said they believe that the crisis at Fukushima and the disaster was ongoing. So they obviously believe that there's some real drama still happening up there. And of course, this latest comments by Mr. Kinjo of the Nuclear Regulation Authority would seem to echo calls from many others here in Japan for the government, for the nuclear regulator to take over, to start leading the crisis response at Fukushima, because the feeling is that TEPCO is way out of its depth. We've had leaking groundwater into the Pacific. We've had a rat short out the power supply to four fuel pools at the plant, and we've had steam rising inexplicably from reactor number three, and still TEPCO can't tell us what's going on. So there is a feeling that someone needs to take charge and TEPCO needs to be pushed out of the way and someone needs to really tackle this problem.
Correspondent Mark Willacy in Tokyo.